characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Guys and dolls, I want to tell you about the time Red and me tangled with the occult. Yeah, that's mysterious things. The supernatural. Things beyond the range of ordinary knowledge. Which, in Red's case, ain't very difficult. Anyway, I let him talk me into driving over to Richmond to see some old lady who's close by the waterfront. Now, I'm expecting some frail old doll with a shawl to keep her warm, you know. But no, this is a broad. 6 foot if she is an inch, and all of 230 pounds. She has muscles like a longshoreman, and it's only after he gets inside that Red introduces her.
Chuck, this is my cousin Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, it's short for Frank Seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hi, pleased to meet you.
The pleasure's mine.
Ah, my hand!
You can put him down now, Frank.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. I'm left-handed anyway. You never told me you had a cousin.
We never talk about her on account of she's kind of screwy. My mother's brother's kid.
So, what can I do for you, Red?
Well, Frank, it's like this. I kind of been down on my luck lately, and I fancy looking ahead to see if there's better things in store for me.
You want I should look in the crystal ball, huh?
Ah, come on, Red. Let's get out of here.
No, wait. She's on the level. She can do it. Where do you want us, Frank?
Over here at the table.
Come on, Chuck. Make yourself to home.
I never should have let you talk me into this.
Please, sit down.
No thanks. I guess I'd run a stand.
I said sit down.
Okay, already.
You want a $5 reading or a $10 reading?
Nothing but the best.
Yeah. That's only money.
I work better with the money in my pocket.
Yeah, that's understandable. Chuck?
Yeah?
The money.
You mean you came without grass?
I figured you could let me have a little on account.
On account?
Yeah, on account of I'm kind of broke at the moment.
So now he tells me.
If I told you before, you wouldn't have come.
That dough.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got it right here. There you are.
Okay, who's first?
Tell it to Chuck, please, Frank.
No, after you.
You first. And like I said, me first. The crystal ball is hazy. Suddenly everything's so clear. You have lived an uneventful life. The rest of your life will be uneventful. You will live long and you will die happy. The crystal ball is hazy.
And that's it?
You'll have to excuse Chuck, Frank. He ain't never delved into the supernatural before.
That was a delve?
That was your $5 worth.
Five? Listen, I gave you 10.
5 for you, 10 for him.
But that's 15.
So where's the other 5?
You better pay a Chuck.
Nah, this is robbery.
You got any complaints, you better speak to the manager.
But that's you.
That's right.
The money, Chuck.
All right. What's 5, Clam? Here you are, 5 spot.
Ah, 10. Now it's your turn, Red.
Gee, she's pretty good, huh, Chuck?
Yeah. I only wish I had shares in the business. What did you spray?
I said...
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
You got a handkerchief?
Yes, thanks.
No, not for you. For me, you big dummy. Oh, boy. Suddenly, I feel like a cab in a car wash.
Are you going to shut up, or am I going to have to put you out?
No, it's okay. I'll keep some now. I wouldn't miss this for nothing.
Okay. The clouds in the crystal are clear. I pass my hands over the ball.
Huh? How about that? A fumble pass.
Get up.
Please, Chuck.
Sorry. This is a charmed life. Very lucky.
Say, how's the cash situation in the foreseeable future?
You're not to worry about that. Your investment is safe.
Investment?
My $15, you dope.
Oh.
You meet many people. You are a moving factor in their lives.
Gee.
Having met you, they are never likely to forget you.
She should know. She's a cousin.
You are warm, friendly, lovable.
Stupid.
No, shut up.
Sorry.
You are well disposed towards those who are not so fortunate. You have time to hear about their troubles. You care.
I must be a pretty nice fellow.
The clouds in the crystal are parting. The reveal.
No, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I see millions of dollars.
In my future?
Yeah.
Wow, you hear that, Chuck?
But they are not yours.
Oh. Well, maybe the crystal's on the blink. Couldn't you shake it up a bit?
The crystal never lies.
I don't mind. Goliath, if it wants to. $1 million is $1 million.
This vast amount of money is lent to you.
For what?
For nothing. No interest payable.
Gee.
And then it is taken away from you again.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. First you tell me I'm warm, friendly, and lovable.
That's right.
I don't think the crystal ball likes me very much if it's taking $1 million away from me.
It's not yours.
No, but I sure would have liked to hold it for a little while.
Wait a minute. It's coming back.
The money?
Yeah.
The $1 million?
Yeah. Most precious.
Ah, first he has it, then he don't have it. Now it's coming back to him again.
Yeah, like a yo-yo. You keep coming back like a yo-yo. I'll take the money.
It's not yours.
Don't keep saying that. I've grown attached to it.
But think of the responsibity, the worry, the anxiety.
With $1 million, I could afford a psychiatrist. I'll take it.
It's not yours.
Looks awful familiar.
But you can't see them.
I take your word for it. Are they there in the crystal ball?
Yeah.
1 million greenbacks?
Yeah.
Tell me, they got Abraham Lincoln under that?
That's right.
They're mine. I know them anyway.
No, no, they have passed from your possession again.
I'm ruined. What about my wife and children?
Ah, you ain't got no wife and children.
Millionaires always has wives and children. It's the last thing they think of before they jump out of the window.
And there is trouble with the police. It's all here in the crystal.
There had to be a snag. The bulls had to be in there somewhere.
I never heard such a lot of hooey. Come on, let's blow, Red. I got a hack to drive.
Is it all over, Frank?
The clouds have gathered in the crystal. The scene is obscured.
Yeah, but can you see anything?
Come on, you big palooka.
You don't want a revaluation of your future?
Listen, lady, I am no millionaire, but you keep working at it, and I guess you'll qualify pretty soon. Come on, Red.
So that's how we left Richmond. Wiser, but lighter around the pockets. Me? Yeah, I'm unimpressed. In fact, I'm downright sore. Why, that $15 would have bought me some gas or an oil change. But Red, oh, he's up in the clouds.
You keep coming back like $1 million.
Ah, shut up.
Gee, Chuck, don't be mad at me.
Right now, I am disgusted with your entire family. Cause I'm Frank. That's the sweetest racket this side of the Hudson River.
No, look, it's for real. Everything Cousin Frank predicts happens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she should predict a catastrophe for herself.
Oh, well, I'm glad you don't wish her no harm.
Ah, shut up and watch the road. I better tell Michael that we're on the way back to the ranch. Hello, Michael.
Is that you, Mr. Edwards?
That's me in person. What's with the Mr. Edwards?
I thought you...
Shut up.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Not you, honey, him.
Red?
Yeah?
Shut up.
But Michael wants to talk to me.
Michael does not want to talk to you.
Oh, is that so? Mr. Edwards, you is laboring under a misapprehension.
Is that the new boss?
Shut up.
Don't keep telling him to shut up. You shut up. Let me speak to Red.
See? Hi, Michael. This is Red Kowalski. Are you receiving me over?
Cut the comedy. And tell me where you've been for the last hour and a half.
No, don't.
What?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Chuck says I can't.
What?
Oh, you big head. Give me that.
Michael don't want to talk to you. She's mad at you. This is Red Kowalski calling Michael. Come in, please.
Yeah, I hear you. You promised Mr. Edwards something. That he's not to go deserting and stand on the ranch without telling me where he's going.
Okay. Michael says you're not to go deserting your stand on the rank without telling her where you're going.
Is that so? Well, you can tell her that I am not answerable to any dame about my goings and comings.
What?
Chuck says...
You can't talk to me like that.
Michael says...
Just because we've been walking out for 15 years, you suddenly owe me?
Chuck
you
says...
You the whole thing up?
Please, on account of I'm confused.
Shut up!
Okay, but just wait till I get that $1 million.
$1 million? What's he talking about?
Tell Michael that she and I are no longer on speaking time.
Michael, Red says that... Now, what are you doing, you big lad?
Okay, if that's the way you want to be, that's okay by me. But when I am suffocating in dollar bills, I will suffocate alone.
You guys are dumb. I didn't want Michael to know we'd been to a fortune teller. On account of she is very hip on that kind of thing. Yeah, she believes in chapter and voice. She's the kind of dame who, if she hears about a clairvoyant in Los Angeles, she'd come a lift or jump a freight train across country to go and consult her. I figured $15 on that little caper was plenty. Anyway, late that same afternoon, Michael calls us up on the radio.
The visa
you two gents
was a fair who's a little high.
Empire State Building? I'm on my way.
No, no, not high up. High. No. Get that.
Oh, as long as he's not drunk.
He may or may not be an habitual drinker, but at this moment of time, he is well liquored.
Oh, fair's a fair. Where is he?
He's in the lobby of the Sheraton Hotel. What? Oh, just a minute, Red. What? Oh. The latest information is that he passed out in the call box.
Oh, great.
You sure it's a cab he wants?
Well, that's what the man said.
Sounds like a stretcher case. I'll take it. I owe Chuck $15.
What for?
Don't tell her.
If I was allowed to mention it, I'd say it was for the fortune telling that he went through. But under the circumstances, I'd better say nothing.
Why, you stupid lame thing?
What fortune telling?
Goodbye, Chuck.
Yeah, well, you see, Michael, baby, it's like this.
And Red slips out the cab fast, seeing me holding the microphone, and he's Michael Saw. She throws the book at me, chapter and some paragraphs. I'm still trying to talk around when Red arrives at the Sheraton to pick up his fare. And do I mean pick up? He is still on the floor in the phone booth.
Gee, maybe I should just get him a pillow and blankets. Come on, buddy. Time to go home. I am your fairy godmother. If you don't come soon, the cab is liable to turn into a pumpkin and disappear. I drive a hack. My name is Red. Mr. Kowalski to you.
Hey, haven't I seen you someplace before?
Oh, I don't think so. I just got that kind of face.
Well, now I see you somewhere before. It has something to do with money.
You don't frighten me, Mr. Chuck. Me settle all the accounts this month.
I got it. Your face is on the back of a nickel.
Oh, you mean I'm like Jefferson?
No. The other side.
But on the other side, there's a buffalo.
That's it. Come on now. No, I offended you. Oh, I didn't mean any offense. I'm very fond of animals.
Gee, thanks.
So, where are we going?
I come to take you home.
That's a long drive.
Why, where'd you live?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, I don't think I got the gas for that. How come you're so far away from home?
Why, I came up here to get married.
Oh, congratulations.
No, I didn't get married.
Why not?
I don't think my wife would understand.
Well, you should have bought her, too.
That sure is very good. What'd you say your name was?
Red?
Yeah, that's right. Red Buffalo. You know, I'm sure we met before.
Come on now, don't start that routine again. The cab's outside.
Where are we going?
Well, that's where I'm waiting to hear.
Well, don't rush me. I'll think of it. Let's get out of here.
You think you'll make it to the suit?
Well, you're very kind, assistant.
Well, sure.
You're a very nice fellow, you know that?
That's right. Warm, friendly, lovable. That's what my cousin says, and she should know.
She married?
Nope.
Doing anything tonight?
Yeah, I doubt it.
What is going to look her up?
No, I don't think you'd like Frank, though.
But I know you said she wasn't married.
She's not.
And who's Frank?
That's my cousin. It's short for Francine.
Oh, yeah. Now I understand. You look confused. Have a cigar.
Gee, thanks.
Why are you putting it in your cup pocket?
Because I don't smoke.
Oh,
but Chuck does.
Who's Chuck?
He's my buddy.
Oh, that's nice. He's nice to have a buddy.
I ain't got no buddy. Gee, nobody's buddy. That's tough.
It's terrible. And I got such a friendly disposition.
That's nice. You must have trained him real good.
Who?
The dog.
What dog?
The disposition. Though I prefer a Dachshund myself or a Chihuahua.
What are you talking about?
Your friendly disposition.
Oh, yeah. Gets me in a lot of trouble.
Well, you should take out insurance.
Insurance?
If he bites somebody.
Who?
The dog.
What dog?
Didn't you say you had a dog?
Oh, I certainly did not say I had a dog.
Well, you should get one. A nice little disposition. They have all the races here. I seen them on the dog show on television.
So that's where I see you. You're a movie star.
No. I'm Red Kowalski.
Well, I'm very pleased to meet you, Mr. Kowalski. Let's go and have a little drink together. Very nice meeting celebrities.
I can't right now.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm on duty.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. First, tell me you're a movie star. Now you're a cop.
I'm not a cop. I never said I was a cop.
What else could you be if you don't drink while you're on duty?
I am a cabbie. I come to drive you home. But I can't take you home on account of you live in Las Vegas.
You're up here to get married, but you can't get married because you didn't bring your wife. Only the dog.
No trouble. I like you. You know what? Because you talk my language. Come on now, let's get out of here. Let's go find some place to have a little drink.
Okay, but how about the dog?
Oh, the heck with it. He can fend for himself.
So, guys and dolls, the Lush, with Red in support, leaves his way out of the hotel lobby, onto the sidewalk, and into the back of Red's cab. Red locks the door so he don't fall out. Then he gets up in front and drives off.
Where to, Charlie. Okay, where to, Mr. Charlie?
Take me to the Sheraton Hotel.
Okay. But that's where we just left.
Well, that's where all my things are. I'm staying there.
Don't worry, Mr. Charlie. I'll have you home in no time. We just go round the block, see?
You're a nice fella. I like you a lot. So sensible, a man of action. Nothing phases you.
Yep. Warm, friendly, and lovable.
Well, to cut the long story square, Red circles the hotel and pulls up at the front. Not only does he take the Lush into the hotel, but he sees him up to his room with the key and everything.
You know what you are. You're a very nice fella.
Okay, Mr. Charlie, this is the end of the line. This is where you get some shut-eye.
You mean I'm home?
Yep.
And we mustn't make so much noise. Mustn't wake the wife.
Oh, so you did bring her, huh?
Bring her? Oh, where are we?
Sheraton Hotel, New York.
I thought you said you brought me home.
No, this is where you're staying. This is where you're staying.
Oh, it's lucky I have you along. Otherwise, I might have lost my way. You're a very nice fella. Where'd we meet?
Well, you might say we met in the cab.
We shared a cab.
Well, you might say that.
How much was the fare?
$2.
How was this impossible?
Okay, $1.50.
For bringing me all the way home?
It wasn't so far.
Must be all of 2,000 miles.
No, it was just round the block.
Oh, what fortitude. What stamina. A transcontinental journey, and he writes it over the shrug. Just round the block, he says. You never know how grateful I am to you. I was giving you a tip.
No. I included that in the $1.50.
Such a sense of humor. $1.50. Now, let's see. Where's my wallet? Here we are. No, that's no good. Only small change. Only $100 bills. I'll write you a check.
No, Mr. Charlie, that won't be necessary. I can go down to the lobby and get change.
Certainly not. I don't want you clumping around. Might wake my wife.
No, she's not here, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, you don't mean we left her in New York?
We lost her somewhere along the way.
Oh, my buddy. Now that's the act of a real friend. I'm going to have to pay you for that. That's the biggest favor anybody ever did me in my whole life. Now, come on, check. Where's the checkbook? Here we are. Now turn around so I can write in your back.
Gee, now I know how a desk feels.
Here we are. I mean, that cash. I hope it's okay.
Sure. That's fine, Mr. Charlie.
I just dug it in your top pocket along with the cigar. Just mind you don't lose it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. Okay, good night, buddy. Have a good trip. You're a very nice fella.
I think maybe I'd better lock you in, Mr. Charlie. Then you won't get lost no more.
No, it's all right now. I'm home. You sure you won't have a drink? You got a long trip ahead of you.
No, I'll be okay. Good night, Mr. Charlie.
Good night, buddy. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. As far as Red is concerned, it's all part of the day's work.
he don't even think about it till back at the apartment later that evening.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah?
Fancy a beer?
No, not right now.
Go on, do yourself a favor. Have a beer.
I said no, didn't I?
Okay. Just as well, because there ain't any.
I sometimes wonder what you do for brains.
Why? You got trouble in that department?
Oh, boy, one of these days. So help me.
Listen, you belt me, I'll throw my cousin Frank.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Come on, make with the dough.
What dough?
The 15 smackers you owe me.
Will you, take a check?
What? Since when did you have a checkbook?
No, I ain't got no checkbook, but I got a check.
From where?
From a fair.
Ah, no, you take checks from fairs? Are you crazy? That'll bounce from here to St. Louis.
No, no, no. Las Vegas, maybe. Well, I got it here. Oh, and the cigar is for you.
Oh, gee, thanks. Hey, a genuine Corona Corona. Oh, no, Red. This must have cost you all $5.
No, Mr. Charlie gave it to me. The fair who gave me the check.
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's see the check.
Here you are.
Hey, what is this? Some kind of gag?
No, it's a check. Don't you know a check when you see one?
Oh, listen, whoever this guy was not only played you for a sucker, he's a practical joker yet. This check's for $1,000,000.
Well, he was very grateful.
For what?
For the trip to Las Vegas and losing his wife and everything.
Red, what have you been up to now?
Well, was this drunk at the Sheraton, Mr. Charlie, you see.
Are you sure you ain't been drinking?
No, I told you the beer's all finished.
Listen, boy brain, this check is for $1,000,000. It's signed by Charles Van Wall.
Then the guy's a crook. He said his name was Mr. Charlie.
Oh, no. Why was you ever born, you big galoot? Come on.
Where are we going?
I happen to see in this evening's paper that Charles Van Wall is booked in at the Sheraton Hotel. He is here on a trip from Las Vegas.
Yeah, he was, but I took him home.
Don't be ridiculous. Where'd you drop him off?
At the Sheraton.
Oh, come on, let's go. We'll go and get him his check back.
Okay, just one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Do you mind if I carry the check?
So we hot-foots it over to the Sheraton. I explained to the dummy in the lobby that there's been some kind of mistake and that we got to see Mr. Van Wall without delay. But what happens? Charles Van Wall, yet, who happens to be the richest drunk of the whole United States, has left instructions that he is not to be disturbed. And no amount of arguing makes any difference. Now, we're told to come back tomorrow, so we do that. First thing the next day, we're on the doorstep of the Sheraton asking to see Mr. Van Wall. They tell us that he is in 407, the deluxe suite. So we take the elevator to the fourth floor, and it isn't so long before we're knocking at the portico.
You know, seems like only yesterday I was here.
It was only yesterday, you big ape. Now shut up, let me handle this.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hello, Mr. Charlie.
What? Good morning, Mr. Van Wall. My name's Chuck Edwards.
Oh.
And this is my buddy, Red Kowalski.
Oh, don't waste my time. I'm a busy man.
Well, sir, it's about this check.
Check?
Yep, you gave it to my buddy as a fare late yesterday.
Let me see it.
Here you are.
What is this, some kind of confidence trick?
It wasn't easy, writing a check on my back like that.
What are you talking about?
Last night when I brought you home.
Oh, it was you, was it? Well, perhaps you could tell me where my checkbook is. I've been looking for it ever since I woke up this morning. Or maybe I'd better call the police. Yeah, that's what I'll do. They'll soon get to the bottom of all this.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Van Wall.
Well, I can explain everything. I think.
So, guys and dolls, the next thing I know is that the house detective comes rushing up to 407. There's a lot of arguing and talk. I'm trying to explain. Red also. Then they call the cops. And when the geschweig is all over, after everybody's convinced that there's no kind of monkey business on the go, Charles Van Wall tears up the $1,000,000 check.
Oh, well, just the way Cousin Frank said. I had it, then I didn't have it, and there it goes again.
Well, how much do I owe you for the fare last night?
$1.50.
$1.50. Here's your dough. Now beat it.
Okay. Just one thing, Mr. Charlie.
Van Wall.
Van Wall. Anytime you're passing the rank,
yeah,
keep passing.
That's how it is. I ain't so sure about this fortune telling, but maybe there's something in it. Yeah, maybe there ain't. Anyway, we had a laugh about it later. Yeah, $1,000,000 laugh. They say money talks. Don't worry, folks. All it ever says to Red and me is goodbye.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.